Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 23rd. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny and a half, 535 and a half, September wheat up 5.5 cents at 719 and three quarters, and November beans up 2 cents at 1292 and three quarters. The meal was down 720 at 347.70, but the oil was up 191 ticks at 58.56. The crude bean oil was led up by the crude oil. It was up $3.50 here. Big comeback after Friday. Big comeback in the oil. We had touched limit down on Friday. Closed a little bit off a limit down, but up 191 here today. I think that's due to the mandate issue. If we're going to cut biofuel, that should be supportive of the crude oil market, which seemed to help the bean oil market. It may have also, the rally in the crude may have actually wound up helping the corn here a little bit. But I think when you look at it, it's really no help at all. If we're going to lower these mandates, it really brings ethanol demand into question. The wheat stays strong as Argentina stays dry, Australia's dry. They've had some rains in Russia, but there's still a lot of dry areas. The carryouts, in my opinion, are pretty tight and worthy of these prices that are out here. The question becomes, if the corn breaks hard with the funds, long as they are, will that drag down the wheat? And that's certainly possible. But, I would still want to be long wheat, short corn at this point. We've got crop progress tonight. I would guess we'd be 1 or 2% from where we, one way or the other, from where we were a week ago. I think, Pro Farmer is telling us that the crops may not be quite as bad as the crop progress reports are showing. So that could be a little bit helpful out here. But we've had good rains. We're supposed to get more good rains where we need them. I don't want to say the crops are made, but certainly in a better position than they were a week ago. Considering we're now well under where we were when the reports came out on the 12th, the fact that China and Mexico have bought close to 2.2 million metric tons of beans out here, and we're still within 2 cents of the low of the month, certainly doesn't bode well, in my opinion. Funds are still long beans, still long oil, still long just a little bit of meal, so there could be more liquidation there. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.